Let the church say amen. God has been good to us once again. God is always good to us. But are we good to Him? We need to be thankful and ever grateful to God for blessing us, lengthening out our lives that we may be here on this morning. You know, we didn't have to be here. But God has allowed us to be here. So be thankful and grateful to God for that. This morning, before we go very much farther, let us take a few moments and go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, our God and our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, O Lord, for blessing us on last night when we lay down to get us up, that you got us up this morning. We want to thank you for the sleeping and the slumbering that we did, and then you woke us up, O Lord, and you gave us or provided for us a meal that we may be on our way. We thank you for the clothes that you gave us and everything that you do for us, O Lord. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you have made this your day, and we thank you that your Son Jesus died on yonder's cross that we may come to his house. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for the leaders of this congregation as well as their families, and we thank you for them. And we pray for each and every brother that has taken part in the services thus far. And we pray for their families also, and we pray for those who shall come from this point on. Thank you, O Heavenly Father. And Lord, we pray for the sick and the shut in, those who have lost loved ones and are grieving, those who are mourning and those who are weeping. We just pray, O Heavenly Father, that you bring cheer to their lives and help them to understand your will through your word. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, as we pray and ask you, Father, to break down the walls that are going on in our between the White House and the Capitol building, O Lord. We just pray that these walls will be taken down and that we as a nation can come together, that we heal these issues that are plaguing us right now. We pray for those who are affected, those who are poor, those who are needy, those who are disenfranchised. Thank you, Father, for everything you do for us. And Father, we thank you especially because you sent your Son one day into this world to hang, to bleed, and to die on yonder's cross. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for all you do for us, and we continue to pray for our children, those children that are sometimes left misguided as they roam our streets and cause havoc in our neighborhoods, Father. We just pray that the parents can get it together, and Father, reach out to you if they can't do it by themselves, and just ask for your help to give them the strength, the will, and the courage to go on. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for those who are here this morning. And Father, we ask that you bless our services, that they be found fit, decently, and in order. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for everything you do for us. And it's in the name of your Son, Jesus, that we continue to pray and ask for all of these and any other blessing that you see fit to give us, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, we're going to be talking from a message, Preaching Christ. There's no doubt that many great men have preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some have gone on before us. Some are still with us today. And I pray that there shall come many after us, that the gospel may continue to be preached. When we think of great preachers, our minds, those of biblical students, their mind usually think of the old soldier of the New Testament, the Apostle Paul. He preached to the Jews as well as to the Gentiles. He preached to royalty as well as to the common everyday man. And as we are all aware, everyone has a soul that's in need of saving. No matter how mean, how evil one may be, they still need to know that one day their soul will rest and be judged before God. When we look at God's Word, we can see it by example, a man who once was an enemy to all those who believed in the Lord, but after meeting Jesus, watch what happened to him. Paul preached Christ. He preached not of himself, not of the great, nor of the small rulers of his time, but instead he preached Christ Jesus. What about preachers today? Well, some preach everything but the gospel of Christ. We have in some circles forgot what preaching is. We have allowed the truth to be watered down to suit the audience rather than to teach the truth. We need to preach so that everyone may hear of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that every audience should be included in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Any who want to be saved need to hear the gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 14, there in verse number 1, look what the Bible says. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake, that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. Paul preached to everyone. He didn't just preach to a set audience, but he preached to all those because he knew that everybody needs to hear the message of Jesus Christ. As soon as Paul was strengthened from his ordeal on the Damascus Road in Acts chapter 9, he began straightaway to preach the gospel of Christ. The Word of God is what we need today. The message should always be Christ and Him crucified. When we can no longer preach that message, we all need to give up. We are all in need of that message each and every day. But when we get to a point where we can't preach it, we need to let go and give up and go back to the Bible. In Mark chapter 16 and verse number 15, the Bible, Jesus instructed the disciples. He said, go into the world and preach the word. Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Who and what is the gospel of Jesus Christ? Well, it's Jesus Christ who died, was buried, and was raised up again, came out of his tomb. I believe that gives Jesus the authority to tell us what to preach. Not only what to preach, but we need to preach him and him crucified. Every preacher's message should lift Jesus up before the world. Every preacher should have in his mind Jesus Christ and nothing else. I understand that we must teach on other subjects from time to time, because sometimes the church needs to hear a message about themselves, but we still must bring and raise up the cross in our message. Whatever we teach on, we must always go back to the cross. Any preacher, including myself, could stand before the church, fill up all of his time speaking about himself. I can tell you how great I am, and little do I know I'm nothing in the sight of God but another man. But where would the gospel of Christ be if I spoke only about me? Since me and no other preacher has a heaven or a hell to put you in, we need to focus on preaching Christ. When we focus on preaching Christ, we'll learn what thus saith the Lord. And you know, when we preach Christ, we can ask God in our prayers that He may bless those who need to hear the Word, that they may come forward when the Word has been preached. But I'll tell you something. Preaching Christ may cause divisions. When we look at the reality of preaching Christ, it can cause some to separate themselves from Him, thereby causing division. Look at the second chapter of Acts chapter 14, second verse of Acts chapter 14. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles, made their minds evil, affected against the brethren. You know, it's always going to be somebody in the church house that's not going to act right. It's always going to be one or two that's going to, well, I disagree with that. And you don't know what you're disagreeing with half the time when you disagree. And so there are always going to be trouble, but the Word of God is needed to bring us together. Some will be unbelievers. Some will try to bring others to side with them. Why do you think there's so much trouble in the church today? I'll tell you why. Because some refuse to accept the Word of God the way it is written. If God said today is Sunday, then today is Sunday. There's no argument about it. If God says we ought to come to His house to worship Him, there's no need to try to change the rules and say, well, we're not going today, we're going to take a holiday today. When we learn to read, hear God's Word just as it's written, we'll understand Jesus better. We need to teach Jesus. Jesus must be preached, and we must preach and teach Jesus Christ. The solution to it all is to be like Paul and simply continue preaching Christ everywhere and to everybody we come across. Now, everybody out there, and not a preacher, I understand that, but you can still tell somebody about Christ. You can still pass the message along that Jesus Christ is alive and well and sitting on the right hand of His Father. Christ Himself is a divider for the good of mankind, though. In Matthew chapter 10, starting with verse number 34 and following, Christ said, "I come not to send peace, but a sword." And then in verse 35, He said, "I come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." Christ is showing that we must love Him more than we love our families. We must allow Him to be first in our lives, or else we are not worthy of Him. This is why preaching Jesus is so important to all men, for it teaches us the ways of living that we may understand the facts of making heaven our eternal home. If we don't live right, we certainly will not get up right in the resurrection to come. Therefore, these divisions that are in the church, and you know, it's so hard to conceive sometimes, but these divisions that are in the church, they sometimes just don't make any sense at all. Didn't the Word of God tell us, let us all speak the same thing? They need to be resolved in the new focus, and our focus needs to be on Christ and His Word, not on the words of men. Christ will do the dividing, and not us. How will He divide, somebody may say? Well, some shall be sent to the everlasting fire of hell, and others will be sent to heaven. We are told in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, to preach the Word in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. Preach Christ, in other words, even when people don't want to hear you. Be ready to teach the truth anyhow. Teach truth everywhere you go and to all people that you meet. Preach the truth to them. And again, I say, I know that everybody is not a preacher, but you can still tell others about Jesus Christ no matter where you go. We must continue preaching Christ. Look at verse number 3 of the text once again. It says, "Long time therefore abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of His grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands." They continued to preach. They stayed a long time and preached. The gospel must continue. Jesus must always be preached. The preaching of the gospel of Christ must be continuously. We can't preach the gospel one day and then man's doctrine the next day. We've got to preach the gospel of Christ all the time. Barnabas and Paul stayed the course, even though some folk were stirring up the others against them. When the church has disagreements, we must continue to preach the Word of God and let those who disagree come together in letting the Word of God prevail. If I tell you something wrong and you point me biblically to what's right, I'm man enough to say I was wrong, and if I said it from the pulpit, I'll stand up in the pulpit and tell the church I was wrong. I've done it before and I'll do it again if I have to. I'm still learning God's Word. My graduation day has not come yet, and I don't believe yours has yet either. Our graduation day will only come when we no longer be allowed to comprehend God's Word and we leave this earth. The preacher should never abandon preaching Christ. Paul and Barnabas, according to verse number 3, they stayed where they were a long time and spoke with boldness. When one has trust in the Lord, boldness is an after value. When we continue preaching Christ, we come to know that He is the faithful witness of the first begotten of the dead, according to Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 5. Isn't Christ all right this morning, church? All it takes is the church today. All it takes in the church today is for one or two who don't understand the Word of God is priority. They can and will start trouble in the church. If you think the streets are mean and dangerous, just get a room full of Christians together and allow one or two to voice what they think. And then they can just tear the church up. They can tear the church up because they don't know what's going on. They don't understand the Word of God. That's why we've got to keep preaching the Word of God. Look at verse number 4. But the multitude of the city was divided, in part held with the Jews and part with the apostles. When we don't preach Christ, that's what happened in the church. Part's going to be over here saying, I believe what the Bible meant, and the other part is going to be over here saying, well, I don't really believe that's what the Bible was saying. But we got to preach Jesus Christ. We've got to always preach. We've got to learn to accept that if we continue preaching Christ, the church will be all right, and we will all understand that we can't all be the boss. Christ always has been and always will be the head of the church. Ephesians 1 and verse number 22. He purchased the church with His own blood in Acts 20 and 28. He was crucified and buried in a borrowed tomb, got up on the third day, mocked the grave and death, and according to 1 Corinthians 15 and 55, Christ has given us the victory. Therefore, He deserves to be preached for all times. Christ still must be preached now and in the future. And you know, I think about it sometimes. I don't have anything against all of those people who spend all that time this morning running a marathon. They'll spend all that time running a marathon but won't give the church 25 minutes of their time. When we stop preaching Christ, men will lose their hope. The gospel story will no longer be heard. People will become as Agrippa was in Acts chapter 26. Around verse number 28, when he told Paul, thou almost persuaded me to be a Christian. And I got to tell you something, church. Almost never counts. It doesn't count in a ball game when the players say we almost won, but they didn't. Almost doesn't count when the gas station is a mile ahead and you run out of gas, you say, I almost made it, but you didn't. When we get to the cashier in the grocery store and we are a few dollars short, you almost had enough, but you didn't. When we stand before the judgment, we can't say to Christ, I almost heard the gospel. I almost believed with all my heart. I almost repented. I almost confessed. And I almost got baptized. But I tell you something, church, if you didn't do it, almost never will count. I did remain a sinner. The preacher preached to me, but I didn't want to hear the Word of God. So I continued in sin. God's answer shall be, depart from me, you that work iniquity, according to Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 23. When you're almost there, but you didn't quite make it, that's what you're going to have a situation going on with you, and you've got to get, you can almost be nothing. You got to all be all of something or not at all. Almost. King Agrippa told him, he said, you almost persuaded me. And I can hear some folk who come to the church house. You almost got me that time. But you guess what? You almost may not get to me. You might not get to me the next time. So if you're almost there, you need to come on and be all the way there. And look at verse number 5. And when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and of the Jews with their rulers to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lyconia, unto the region that lieth round about. You've got to be in Christ all the way and not part of the way. That's why it behooves the preacher to continue preaching Jesus. I could stand here and tell you all about what I watched on TV last night, but none of that makes any difference. I could stand here and tell you all about what I did yesterday, which was nothing, but you don't want to hear that. That's not what it's all about. I could stand here and tell you how great I was in one day in my life when I won this or I won that, but that doesn't count. I need to focus on Jesus Christ. And guess what? No matter how great you or I think we were, when it comes to the resurrection, when it comes to the judgment, or when it comes to the judgment day, I should say, when it comes to judgment, we've got to stand before a just God. And God is going to ask us about certain things and all the deeds that we've done in our lives. And what are you going to say? Well, I almost got there, Lord. But I didn't quite get there. That's why it's so important that we preach Jesus. It's so important that we continue to preach Jesus. It's so important that we know Jesus. It's important that we learn Jesus. And will you know everything all about Him once we continue to teach Christ and preach Christ? No, you won't. But that's where the learning starts. Learning. That's why it's important that you get to Bible class. Bible class, whether it be on Wednesday night or whether it be on Sunday morning. Get to Bible class. If you'll notice, those of you who were here from our Bible class this morning, it talked about some of the same things I kind of interjected in my message this morning. It talked about the resurrection, or it speaks about the resurrection. It speaks about the resurrection of Christ, and if Christ be not raised from the dead, then what I'm doing here this morning is all in vain. Lifting Him up means nothing if He never got up. But we know that He did get up. The Scriptures bear it out. And if He got up, that means that you and I can get up. If He went to heaven, that means you and I have an opportunity to get to heaven. If He went to heaven and He's sitting on the right hand of His Father, like the Bible said, I know that we have an ally up there in heaven. Somebody to stand or sit between me and God. And you and God. But isn't it wonderful to know that as these people were carrying on, and the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentile and made their minds evil, affected against the brethren, it's good to know that Christ can make us all right again. If no matter how tore up and how upset we get, we can all work it out through Jesus Christ. If we just but teach Christ Jesus and teach His Word. This morning, the Bible has always been right. The Bible always will be right. The Bible is never wrong. And I tell you something, church. When you get in your mind that you don't know as much as you think you know, then we can all understand a little bit better. That Jesus is the one we need to look toward, because that's where our hope comes from. You know, one day, we spoke about this in Bible class too, one day we're all going to die. We don't mean I'd like to think about it, but as I always say, I have more days behind me than I got in front of me. And I know that that day is going to come, and some of you may be here when I'm laid out in the casket here. Or wherever I'm laid out at. And then maybe you'll remember. I remember when Brother Carter talked about dying and preaching Jesus and preaching Christ. And I didn't want to hear him. But I'm going to have to face that same fate that he is facing right now. I'm going to have to be laid out in somebody's funeral home or in somebody's church. I'm going to have to be funeralized. Just like he has to be funeralized. Isn't that all right, church? That all of us are going to die. If you don't believe it, just go to Hebrews 9:27 and you'll see what I'm talking about. That we're all going to die. And it doesn't make any difference how much money you have in life, for you won't be taking any of it with you. I don't care how many CDs you have in this life. You won't be taking any of them, and I mean financial CDs. You won't be taking any of that with you. I don't care how many stocks, bonds you have in your portfolio. None of that is going to transfer to the grave with you. If it goes to the grave with you, it's all going to be, you're all going to be uncovered, and the grave diggers are going to go in and get it anyway. So just don't think that what you have now is going to go with you in death. All your fine clothes, they're not going with you. You're going to be buried in one article, one suit or one dress. And that's all that's going in the grave with you. You can have 400 suits and 300 pair of shoes. None of them but one are going with you. So you need to understand that we've got to keep preaching Christ. And preaching Christ will teach you that we're all going to die. And we all need to live right, that we may rise right. And if we rise right, we can hopefully go to the right place. And that right place for a Christian is heaven. It's for all people, but especially for Christians. God will do the dividing, for He is capable, willing, and able to do just that. So I ask you this morning, if you have not met the Jesus Christ that I know, you need to meet Him. How do I meet Him? Well, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. Oh, we don't stop baptizing because it's a little bit chilly on the outside. Brother Jackson will take you right down in the water. Just like He did when it was 95. He'll take you down when it's 55, just as well. So if that's your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.